See, the system's set up this way. They want you so busy with your job, with your business, with your house, with your family, with your kids, with your church activities. They want you running around with a bunch of activities where you can't just stay in a constant meditation state focused on God, His Word, the truth that's right in front of you. I remember I had a job. I was living in Florida. I had a job with the phone company. I was out on the beach, and I would, at lunch, I'd keep a little small Testament Bible in my sock, right? And so on lunch, I'd read Bible verses, you know. I would read the book of Ephesians on my lunch break, or the book of Colossians, or whatever. And everybody else around me thought I was crazy, right? They tried to make me think I was weird when they're the weird ones. The world will try to make you think you're crazy when they're crazy. When you're meditating on the Word, the truth, God's Word, the spiritual means behind everything, they'll try to make you think you're crazy. And if those people around you, get away from them. Somebody told me when I was decoding the shapes, the symbols, the colors and all that, somebody says, what am I supposed to do, sit around and look at colors all day? It's like they said something stupid like that. It's like, no, everything, I mean, it's not just the colors, it's the words, it's the symbols, it's the phonics, it's everything. Every time you open your mouth, it has a deeper meaning. Everything in front of you is a type and a shadow and an anti-type. You look at a car, I don't see a car, I see a type. You look at a tree, I don't see a tree, I see a typology. And I was sitting at Subway thinking about how some of the things that we see down here from a fractal holographic perspective is cool, but God is in 11 dimensions or higher. Imagine if you could see it from even if you can see holographically and fractally, what about the sixth dimension or seventh dimension or 10th dimension? So in other words, if you want to go to the highest dimension, look at Jesus and you see everything. Jesus has a head and a body, His church. But it appears in the physical. Jesus appears in Revelation as a head and a body. When He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So you can't see a spirit, right? But it manifests in Jesus. God the Father manifests as God the Son. And you got the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that abides with you forever. So there's your type and shadow. Jesus told His disciples, He said, have I been so long with you, you don't see me? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because they said, Lord, show us the Father. He said, I've been here the whole time. Types and shadows and anti-types. People are so busy with activity and running around in 3D world, 3D simulation, repeat simulated training program. People are so worried about doing something in the 3D that they don't see past 3D. They're stuck in 3D. I mean, an animal, a dog or a cat or a mouse, they're stuck in 3D. Why doesn't a human want to step outside of 3D? I don't understand it. That's what the beasts do. The brute beasts, they're stuck in 3D. I'm going to go get me something to smoke. I'm going to go get me something to drink. I'm going to go chase this skirt. I'm going to go to this bar. I'm going to go party. That's what the 3D brute beasts do. There's something higher than 3D, people. There's a spirit realm, 5D and higher. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, it's a crying shame. There's something higher than your 3D experience, you know? It's ridiculous not to look for it.